fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 21st day of April. Dr. Horowitz, are you with us, sir?
Hi, John. Great to join you.
Good morning. Well, I'll just give everybody your websites, because I like to give out these websites so people can find your work and find you. 5 different websites. Hold on, everybody. Here they are. Listen. First of all, I listen to this every day, 528radio.com. I say again, 528radio.com. Then we go to judicialcorruptionnews.com, healthyworldstore.com, revolutiontelevision.net, and medicalveritas.org. Just to get us started, I was visiting with a gentleman in my neighborhood. He was working on my automobile. And he said the following to me. He says, John, I'll be paraphrasing here. I recently had the COVID, and it wasn't all that bad. I had flu-like symptoms. I lost my sense of taste, my sense of smell. And he goes on to say, John, 2 years ago, I was bit by a copperhead. I had flu-like symptoms and lost my sense of taste and my sense of smell. He did that after we had our short conversation, when I pointed out the similarity between the two, and he had not thought about the similarity between the two until I pointed it out, and his eyes got wide, and he had this big smile when he had that flash of recognition of the identical symptoms between the two, and for him that was a great wake-up call. But the similarities are very great and very real, aren't they, sir?
You know, it's a neurological impairment, clearly. You know, this is what we're seeing over and over again, is the neurological intoxication that's caused by the spike protein antigen, the transmission of the bioelectronics also. You know, you're looking at blood vascular problems, but also the neurological problems. And then, generally speaking, if people view the Vaxxed Zombies movie that I put up on revolutiontelevision.net, it's under recent uploads, and it's you have to scroll down a little bit from the top banners down to see it. It's called Vaxxed Zombies. you get a really great explanation of what the immune intoxication is. And it's a broad spectrum. It's everything from the nervous system to the cardiovascular system. And, you know, with recent reports regarding snake venom and the potential contributions of snake venom in the virtual witch's brew that all vaccines are made of, you know, that it's part and parcel. And we're seeing over and over again, it's the same kinds of malaise and symptoms, and it's consistent with what's called a Russian biological cocktail method of conducting depopulation and biological warfare. Have you ever heard of that term, John?
Well, as it turns out, I've read Ken Allebeck's book, a simple one-word title. Some libraries have removed because it's too darn scary. And one word title is biohazard. Ken Allebeck was at a very high level of the Russian biological warfare program before he defected to our country. And he goes into great detail about, and this may be helpful for everybody, Doctor. I know you're already aware of this, but I'll explain it in layman's terms. You take a disease, let's say, what would be a good disease to start with? Let's say, how about mumps? Let's pick a disease, any disease. And you expose the mumps to medicine that will kill it. Some of the mumps survive, and they've developed an immunity to that medicine. You take the surviving mumps, and you grow it all over again. Then you expose it to the next medicine that would kill it. Some die, some survive, and one that survive have immunity to that medicine. You repeat that until you've developed a form of mumps that will survive all known medicines that can kill the mumps. Then you've got a biological weapon, don't you, sir?
Yeah, you know, it's great that you mentioned the American name, renamed Ken Allebeckov. Actually, it was Ken Allebeck you mentioned. That's the English name that the CIA. He's a CIA operative.
Well, he's become, when he defected, he was taken by the intelligence community to be protected, because his information about what he did for his adult life is very critical, and I'm sure Russia would like to murder him if they could get his hands on him.
Well, John, you know, that's very reasonable what you just said, and it's to be presumed based on the superficial facts. Let me give you some background on Konachin Allebeckov, renamed Ken Allebeck.
Right, that's his anglicized name. You're right.
Yeah,
right.
And it comes from my definitive research on the anthrax fright that was created 2 weeks after 9/11. If you remember, that's when they came out with the anthrax mailings. And then subsequently they brought Allebeckov. Now, the issue is that when you look at HIV/AIDS, you look at everything, including COVID now, you see the globalists, the multinational corporations, and the devil doers are actually playing both sides of every coin, left, right politically, but also internationally. So Russia was receiving the same intelligence and biological weapons capabilities that America and China was, under the direction of the globalists. And so Allebeckov was actually a virtual double agent. He was operating for Russia and for then America, and primarily for the deep state. And ultimately, what Allebeckov was involved in was the anthrax mailings themselves, because what happened was that the production of that hyper weaponized tiny spores like never before seen in biological weaponry, electromagnetized, so that when you open the envelope, the hyper concentrated spores of anthrax would virtually explode out of the envelope. And that only place that could have actually produced that was in Ohio, at the Battelle Memorial Institute, West Jefferson, Ohio, under the CIA's project that was called Clear Vision. And it was also named Project Jefferson by the Defense Department. So Lebedev came in as the top anthrax expert from the Soviet Union, engaging the American biological weapons industry that was really serving the pharmaceutical cartel. So ultimately, the fright, which was politically motivated as well as financially motivated, because the Cipro sales scam preceded that by, I mean, it was unbelievable. I watched this whole thing unfold, and I was responsible for the New York Times ultimately coming out with the truth about this in December. So it happened in September, 9/11, and then 2 weeks later you had the anthrax mailings, and then about 3 months later, the truth came out about what I just said, Battelle Memorial Institute. And I fed the New York Times reporter the intelligence to basically make it leave the press. We really, like, when you shine light on the cockroaches, they flee. They don't want to deal with it anymore. So that's what happened. The anthrax mailings fright dropped out of the news, but the whole thing was basically a Cipro sales scam with political and treasonous intent to really create this fright and piggyback off of the 9/11 fright.
There was a lot of fear. I recall that one of the things that Albeck said in his book was his goal, which he says they never achieved in the Russian biological warfare program, was to have a communicable form of anthrax. That was the holy grail he said they were attempting to achieve.
Yeah, well, that's the same thing that they are doing with COVID, and this is what you opened the show with, the whole concept that they're just manipulating the biochemicals and to create weapons of mass depopulation that's most profitable. And ultimately, that's the scam here. You've got the racketeering enterprise, and before, you know, unless we, the people, and our legislators and attorneys general, that they advance litigations against the real suspects, the real devil doers, you know, and we're looking at Vanguard Group, we're looking at Blackstone, you're looking at the major multinational banksters, the what they call the private equity investment banking firms that are backing all of the drug cartel and all the drug companies that are engaging this war against we the people. And unless we focus, and like I said in the last show, diagnose, you've got to diagnose. That means to see through to the root of the disorder. You're never going to get anywhere. We the people are going to be continuing to be decimated and depopulated, diseased, and distressed because of what is ongoing here, organized crime.
Well, it is absolutely organized crime, and we're paying the price for this organized crime, aren't we, sir?
Yeah, it's devastating to you, your family, your friends. We're losing family, we're losing friends, and it has been consistent with what I've been saying for pretty much 30, 40 years now. You know, we've got to realize that when the Rockefeller cartel took over American public health, they actually created the Public Health Service of the United States. And then you look at the Flexner report. Abraham Flexner was a lawyer for the Rockefeller cartel, and he then advanced to Congress the basic understanding that the only reliable form of healthcare was pharmaceuticals. That was the big mistake, because the only reliable form of healthcare is Holy Spirit power of love that the Creator administers by grace. So the whole concept of this chemical pharmaceutical cartel that has undermined the truth and righteousness in healthcare and health science, that's the problem. And, you know, more and more people have got to grasp that problem. The term holistic health was not condemned for non-good reasons for the pharmaceutical cartel. They've done that the same thing, like conspiracy theory. You know, you're a conspiracy theorist. Well, you're a holistic practitioner. They literally smear and they create the meme, the social mindset, that there's something wrong and evil or bad about these most important facts.
Well, doctor, if I can just jump right in here, you know, my wife, Dr. Moore, was a chiropractor, and among chiropractors, they refer to themselves as O doctors, because when they're introduced to somebody as a chiropractor, the responding person says, "Oh, an O doctor."
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
No, you're not a real doctor. You're an O doctor.
Yeah, and they did it. They do this routinely, and this is the mind war. They do that against dentists. You know, my enemies, literally from CIA and the intelligence community that have smeared me on the internet. They say, "Oh, well, he's just a dentist." Well, to hell with it. The dentist actually was a dentist who created the entire field of anesthesiology.
Well, doctor, yeah. I need to help you here. That's classic. Attack the messenger, not the message. That is classic. Yep. Well, if they can't attack the message, which they can't because it's true, they attack the messenger, don't they, sir?
Exactly right.
And let's take a call here, doctor. We got Glenn, Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Dr. Horowitz.
Hi, go ahead.
It seems to me we have a real mess going on. Oh, first of all, I want to make the point that Jesus said, "He who lives by the sword will die by the sword." So, you know, maybe the countries who are messing with these bioweapons might find that they're recipients of some of that. We have a big mess going on with the waters being muddied very badly with a whole bunch of contradictory ideas about this stuff. And John, the example you were just describing about mumps, that would be the deliberate development of resistant strains for bioweapons programs. You know, just as we have MRSA, methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, that's a resistant strain. You're talking about developing strain resistance deliberately for bioweapons purposes.
That's exactly what they do. Yeah.
Yeah, and we have all this. We've had so many different controversies. It almost seems like somebody's trying to muddy the waters deliberately. We have the graphene oxide controversy. We have the polyethylene glycol controversy. We have the HIV substrands controversy, and we have all this stuff going on with the bioweapons. And I remember listening for years when Dr. Bill Deagle would have his co-host Tim Alexander on week after week talking about at the time of the fall of the Soviet Union, the Russian bioweapons, they even had a city called Biopreparat that was exclusively for this. This program was discontinued, disbanded, and these experts were being picked up for pennies on the dollar by countries such as Iran, some like Ken Albeck, Cancun, the U.S. We have all this stuff going on. And right now we have even the people advancing the theory that the immune failures being brought about by the vaccines are going to be producing AIDS, like not HIV AIDS, no HIV virus, but acquired immune deficiency syndrome because of the effects on the immune system of the vaccines. So just an awful lot going on in this realm. And I'm just wondering, you know, what you make of so many variables, so many irons in the fire at the same time, the waters being muddied, with all this confusion and controversy, is going to end up, the AIDS thing is especially interesting because, you've got the potential prion disorders and, CJV and, Creutzfeldt-Jakob and all that kind of stuff. What do you make in terms of how we can have some sort of more stabilized view of all this and view of all these arguments, irons in the fire, and waters being muddied?
Oh, gee whiz, Glenn, that brilliant, brilliant dissertation, actually. And it's totally consistent with facts. My position has been that the COVID vaccinations are spreading the spike protein antigen, which is the gain of function that has four HIV AIDS virus envelope genes. We get back. I'm finished.
We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. It's ours, sponsored by EMP Shield. It's where I got my equipment to protect my car, my daughter's car, my grandchildren's car. And you can do the same thing with a nice $50 discount, each piece of equipment at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz, he has a lot of websites. We only give out 5 of them. There's many more, quite frankly. Many more. Here's the 5 we give out. 528radio.com, judicialcorruptionnews.com, healthyworldstory.com, revolutiontelevision.net, and medicalveritas.org. Let's continue, Doctor.
Thank you. Yeah, Glenn in Pennsylvania has given us a brilliant dissertation on intended confusion, how counterintelligence actually is operating here. The National Security Crime Syndicate, served by Anthony Fauci, for example, is a case study in exactly what Glenn is talking about. And I cover Fauci's emails that's being completely neglected, even by Jim Jordan and Rand Paul. They're doing okay, but they're not telling you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, because what they've suppressed is exactly what Glenn's talking about here, with his greatest concern being HIV/AIDS genes spliced into the spike protein antigen, which is the gain of function of the COVID virus, which was engineered for depopulation generically, as well as huge profits and population controlling in every which way possible. We're seeing that over and over again. So that's the issue. You're looking at brilliant strategy in behavioral science, social engineering, mind war, so that the entire population has, you know, is exposed to all of these different issues, and it's all diverting. It's all diverting for what we just talked about a couple of minutes ago. There is one crime syndicate. It is a racketeering enterprise. They're engaged in genocide. They're engaged in treason in the United States and elsewhere. And ultimately, unless we diagnose, see through to the root of that disorder, we are not going to get 1,000 years of world peace. The Messiah, messianic age shall come, is coming, but in the process, we the people are going to have to awaken to exactly what it is that is confusing us, and see how Satan and the forces of evil are administering this mass confusion and counterintelligence propaganda.
All right. Glenn, you still there?
Yes, sir. Yes, I am. This whole notion of whether it's from HIV DNA strands in there, or the immune system is being affected, whether because of that or separate from that. So there could be an AIDS element to this that is not directly related to HIV, but that people are developing acquired immune deficiency syndrome that is other than HIV related, although HIV is also part of it. So we're seeing this misfolding of proteins creating prions, and the spongiform encephalitis of Creutzfeldt-Jakob disorder, and all sorts of things going on here.
Yeah.
So
that's exactly
once.
Right.
And
let me interject. You see, that is what is called the Russian biological cocktail method of conducting depopulation for biochemical weaponry. That's what it's called. The Americans coined that phrase, Russian biological cocktail method. John's reference to Kanachin Alabakov, Ken Alabek. That's where this whole arena has to, we the people have to understand, we have to see through, diagnose to this method of confusing people. The issue is exactly as you're saying. They have spliced so many different agents, mutagens now. COVID, the Omicron strain, whatever strain, is a mutagen. It's intended to cause exactly what it is that you're talking about, the mass immune suppression for depopulation. And that's what we're up against. Now, how do you combat that? Well, really, you know, there's only one way that really is effective, and that's you got to get your life straight, your mind straight, your heart straight with God. And you know that, and I know that, and I appreciate what you said. Those who live by the sword will die by the sword.
You took the words out of my mouth, Doctor. The best thing I can think for all this is to have a grassroots repentance of America. May God, I can't say God bless America right now. I say God have mercy on America and forgive America. And just like the city of Nineveh, if we could have the city of Nineveh, Jonah went in there to proclaim its impending doom, and everyone from the people in the streets up to the king repented. The only thing that's going to save us from this is a grassroots, culture-wide repentance at the level of the people. And then God, I think God would have mercy on us. But we need to see that repentance. Thank you, guys. God bless.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful. I love it. Yeah, it's exactly how I feel.
Doctor, I got some cleanup work from last hour. We had a caller, John from Tennessee, who talked about the Sandy Hook chorus singing at the Super Bowl 47 6 weeks after the shootings at the Sandy Hook Elementary School. They did sing. That was the chorus. Now, there's no evidence whatsoever that those children were the same children that died. There is no evidence of it. It's just a fantasy. Here's our break right there.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having. And I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Newly revised as of last week, easier to navigate, quicker to find the things that you want to find. The only place you'll find Steve O'Neill's articles, he is a nuclear scientist, is at my website at thelibertyman.com. There's lots there, free downloads of books, reference books, and so forth. And, of course, you'll get details on the private consultations. I'm doing typically about 2 a week, helping individuals, families, groups of people get the clarity, receive the information, gain the focus they need to make major decisions. And a big bonus, more than 40 homes, beautiful homes, and parcels of real estate near me in my area of South Central Missouri under real estate. Last but not least, I now have energy cleaners in stock, ready for immediate shipment. Everything in stock, ready for immediate shipment for the first time in 9 months. It's been a struggle. If you're tired of being tired, tired of the arthritis pain, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. You can place your order using PayPal at my website, or you can call my toll-free order line. It's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz, this is the last time I'll give out these 5 websites. Listen carefully. 528radio.com, judicialcorruptionnews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, and MedicalVeritas.org. Doctor, I was at a restaurant recently, yesterday. The evening news was on. I had no choice. I was right underneath one of the many monitors. That was one of the mainstream three big networks, expressing their anguish and concern over the mask mandate being dropped from public transport, such as airlines, doing their best to keep the fear ramped up. Probably no surprise to you, is it, Doctor?
No. You know, I feel close to that decision, too, because it came in the federal district court where Judge Mizell was actually the superior judge over the magistrate in my case, John. So when I sued Pfizer and Moderna, and because of my hospitalization, untimely response to Pfizer and Moderna's defense, the magistrate under Mizell, who authored this decision on relieving us of the masks, basically, I had by that time so convinced the court that there was just cause for the complaint against Pfizer and Moderna for unfair and deceptive trade, focusing on the genetics, how they deceived people saying this was safe, this genetic manipulation was safe and effective, that the vaccines were. That was such garbage. But I had alerted the court, and I believe that Judge Mizell certainly was involved in the decision to enable me to refile the case and amend the complaint, which is where it stands currently. And I suspect because of some of my influence in that court, that she awakened to the gross fraud that's coming down in this whole arena. And so I pray that I made some positive contribution to this decision.
Well, we don't know that, but we hope that's the case. It's a shame it took 27, 28 months for this to happen, but it did happen, finally. In the meantime, thousands of businesses were ruined, thousands of lives were ruined because of there was no pandemic. There was no pandemic, and the make-believe pandemic has destroyed many thousands of lives financially, and people committing suicide because they were so distressed over what's going on. Children 5 years old and younger, they've never been in a world without masks until recently. It's because most people don't have any recollection before age three. That's the only world they know, isn't it, Doctor?
Well, John, there was never any good cause to mask. The entire behavioral science screamed that this was going to be toxic, damaging to the public health. You have, especially children, you have to understand, like, communication and social interaction is critical in a child's development. And so when you understand that communication is substantially facial expression, you know, the whole mouth, the eyes, the way that the gestures, body language, all of that is extremely important in a child's development. And so the public health officials, Fauci et al., that administered this scam, that they grossly, criminally, recklessly neglected what is very well established in behavioral science and medicine, that we need to have this kind of love and belonging. You know, you're dealing with the fundamental values of human beings when you put a mask on a person. You know, love and belonging suddenly ceases, self-esteem, you're hiding yourself, you're worried about, you're fearful, you're substituting, instead of faith and this positive social interaction, you're substituting fear, which is satanic. The whole thing was demonic from
the get-go. And when I first heard what was the cause of the 6-foot distancing thing, I thought, this can't possibly be true. I looked into it, and it is true. The 14-year-old high school daughter of a man who worked for the National Institute of Health, she wrote a term paper saying that people were 6 feet apart, social distancing would help prevent the spread of the COVID. And that was the non-scientific fantasy of a high school student that became a worldwide program, didn't it, sir?
Yeah, and this is the pseudoscience, and it's extraordinary that the officials such as Fauci et al., you know, they point to and demean people who are publishing very adequate. A great example of this is Pradhan et al., the Indian researchers, the Indian paper, they call it, quote, that's a quote, Indian paper, grossly neglected. Here, the top scientists put out really good stuff about HIV/AIDS laced in the COVID virus, and you suddenly, and vaccines, and suddenly now you have them being called pseudoscientists. You know, it's just flipped. Everything is flipped. And it goes right back to what we were just talking about with Glenn in Pennsylvania. You've got counterintelligence confusing everybody. Every single message that we're given through the media, both left and right, even independent, is completely twisted and distorted with omissions and misrepresentations. So you have mass confusion resulting. What did Jesus say? Jesus said, come out of her, my people, lest you be infected by her insanity, hypocrisy, disease. This is what we're witnessing. And that's why, you know, we, the people, have got to grasp what is the simplest truth. The simplest truth is God exists. The simplest truth is Jesus's love is present right here, right now. The simplest truth is protective angels that are literally engaged with the Holy Spirit power of love that's administering this protection and rejuvenation and restoration of every single cell, tissue, body, organ. Every nano instant we're being recreated. That is what DNA and genetics, the electrogenetics, is really all about. And to the extent that we know that these are the truths, the greatest truth that shall set us free, that is virtually the fodder for what it is that we need to advance here, which is the messianic age.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Our question or comment, we do have open lines at 512-248-8252. Doctor, you have any updates on the lawsuit with Pfizer, sir, that we need to hear about?
No, I'm so swamped with, I'm telling you, it's kind of like years ago, I prayed for a legal education, kind of through the school of hard knocks here, you know. I'm swamped with issues of violations of law that I don't even have all the time now. And in terms of the Pfizer-Moderna lawsuit, that still could be brought. I still have the opportunity to file an amended complaint. Again, I just need help. I'm doing it all alone. I can't do it.
I know. I've been involved in complex legal matters. I was part of the defense team when Jefferson County, Missouri, sued Isle of Capri Casino. Now, the defense team included Ropes and Gray out of Boston, more than 1,000 attorneys in many different countries. At some level, you're up against formidable opposition. Doctor, we got a caller on hold here. We got James in Vancouver. Good morning, James.
Good morning. I just wanted to mention, you mentioned the stall speed yesterday of an Airbus.
I don't know what it is, do you?
Well, I looked it up, but the fact of the matter is it's anywhere from 100 and some knots. But if you land, let's say, at a high-altitude airport midday when the sun is up high, that stall speed will have to go up. You'll have to,
of course,
you'll have to land hotter than you would normally.
Right.
So they call it density altitude. So if a pilot is suffering a problem with their heart or what have you, and they're landing, let's say, in an airport like Denver, which is, I think, 5,000 feet,
right,
there's more to think about. So I just thought I'd pass that along.
Well, I appreciate that, James. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Okay. Doctor, this had to do with a conversation yesterday. On the 9th day of April, which would be about 2 weeks ago, American Airlines pilot, Captain Snow, he landed his aircraft, I think, in Dallas, pilot in command. A few minutes later, while at the gate, he had suffered a heart attack. And this conversation you just heard, Doctor, had to do with what would have been the consequences if the pilot in command landing that aircraft had his heart attack when the aircraft was, about 100 feet above the pavement. And not giving enough time for the co-pilot to save the day. That was the conversation yesterday. I know within the community of commercial pilots, let's just take American Airlines. It's a relatively small community of a few thousand men and women. They all know each other. And I would say before the end of the day, on Saturday the 9th of April, every one of these clot-shot, vaccinated pilots knew that one of their own had nearly killed more than 200 people because his heart attack could have taken place 10 minutes earlier. Don't you think, Doctor, that every American airline pilot probably knew that before the end of the day, April the 9th?
Yeah, there's two things that comes to mind right away, John, is that the morbidity and mortality that's untold. I mean, they're not telling you all of the social impositions and damages that are occurring because of not just the vaccines and not just the virus itself, but the insane political socioeconomic impositions, such as masking, such as social distancing, all of these issues that they've created is having a devastating toll on public health and people's well-being. And I think that ties in. I wonder whether you know anything about Larry Beecroft's litigation, because he was addressing the general damages in the population, just like you're raising now.
Well, Larry Beecroft is a friend. In fact, I introduced the two of you, and I don't know what the current status of that legal matter is myself.
Yeah, we should find out from Larry what it is that he's able to do at this point, you know, because this is really important. This is vitally, vitally important to realize that the massive social damages that are being caused by this administration of fraud, an organized crime.
Absolutely.
It's really where the rubber meets the road is in the courts. And if we don't get any really good judges on these things, and, you know, I'm very thankful for Judge Mizell's ruling.
Well, so am I, absolutely. We got a caller here, Doctor. We've got Mike in Ohio. Good morning, Mike.
Hello. I just wanted to share, I have a neighbor that got the clot shot and after about 2 months got sick and was going back and forth to the emergency room, and they couldn't figure it out. And after about 6 months, they determined she had what's called primary immune deficiency disease. And in talking to her, she was telling me she feels great now. She's getting a shot once a week to keep her alive. That shot is, I think she said it was a medicine, it sounded something like Cutaquig, but she did say the shot was $10,000 per shot.
Good God.
And that her insurance company was covering it so far, but I was astonished that it cost that much to keep her alive, and I don't know where that ends, but I wanted to share that with you.
Well, most insurances do have a limit of some sort somewhere. I don't know what that would be with hers. Doctor, you any follow-up on this, what we're hearing here, sir?
Yeah, where it ends is where the vaccinations with the electrogenetic capabilities, this is the metallic, the graphene oxide, the hydrogels that are on the Pfizer and Moderna vaccinations, as well as other vaccinations, they have the capacity for the Neuralink. That is the connection between the brain and the cloud at 5G speed. So that then where it ends is that the same drug industrialists that are charging $10,000 for a shot, they then have the capacity to use the victim's DNA as data mining instruments, storing data for commerce. In other words, they're going to have every aspect of what's going on inside your body as part of what's called transhumanism, so that there's robotic type of intelligence being administered through your body, through your own DNA, to the cloud, where they can dictate, they can regulate every aspect of what's going on. You are a total slave to the demonic system. That's where it ends, as far as I can see from the published science.
Very good. I thought there was more to it. I kind of thought, well, the whole system was designed to line all the insiders' pockets, and this is another part of it. But very interesting. Well, thank you very much.
Hey, thank you for the call, Mike. We got our last break coming up here momentarily. And, well, Doctor, after this break, I would like to give you those 3 minutes to give out the most important information you want to give out to all these listeners. We'll be right back.
John, I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, Doctor, we're back. This is your minutes to put out whatever information you feel is most important, sir.
Well, thank you, John. Yeah, it's always a great privilege and pleasure to join you. Thank you so much for the work that you're doing in the world. I think we've already mentioned, and Glenn from Pennsylvania has drawn attention to, what is the most important. It's really faithful prayer and divine communion. We've got to get our relationships right with the Creator, and Yeshua's blessed love is available right here, right now, for protection. And so, you know, the whole concept, if you look at all of my work, it's all geared to that most important message. When you mentioned 528radio.com, people should study 528. They should study and understand love, pure tone love in people's hearts and the power therein, literally for divine communion, because Creator and Yeshua, Jesus, are absolutely loving. And they're giving us love. They're all always forever giving, forgiving of love. And so I've been blessed and humbled. And if I don't do my work, I get whacked. Just like every one of us, you know, we get bad karma. The reality is that we have an important message to basically broadcast, and that is 528. Study 528 frequency. Understand its connection to your heart. Understand its connection to the heart of nature, the heart of sunshine, the heart of the rainbow, bees buzzing when they're producing honey, why it is that they have honeycomb six-sided hexagonal shape. Well, there's 528 manifested in the sacred geometry of love. And so all of this is available now to us as we, the people, the 144,000, gather in the end times. This is Revelation 14:1, to sing a new song in such a way as to instantaneously and miraculously deliver this entire planet back to God. So that's where we're at. That's the most important message I can administer. I don't know of any more important work on this planet right now is to, other than to pave the way, to open our hearts in the spiritual portal so Yeshua's blessed love and God's grace can come in and manifest miraculous healings, miraculous turnarounds in geopolitics. That's what 528 is. It's the third note of the musical scale. Do, re, mi, mira, gestorum in Latin, miracles in English.
Outstanding. Doctor, thank you, sir. We'll be back next Thursday. We appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
All right. Top of the hour break. We think we'll have Chris with us for some updates on what he's got going. Stay tuned, everybody.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.